Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, the Shir sponsor and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Yud Zayin in the Izva Hodor edition. Perek Sheni is starting Aloha Dalit. The Mishnah continues to speak about the Pasim Lebiroyos, these L-shaped fences that are surrounding the wells and allowing people to take water out of the well. Says the Mishnah, Abiyudo Imer, Imohoyo Derech HaRabim Afsakto Yisalkena Letzdodim. If there is a Derech HaRabim, there's a path for people, for the Rabim, for the public to pass through, and they go through this Pasim Lebiroyos, so that cancels the Pasim Lebiroyos, makes the Pasim Lebiroyos not effective, and if you have to move the Derech HaRabim to the side. The Chaim Oyim Remainer Tzoy Chaim say Derech HaRabim can go through Pasim Lebiroyos and it still works. Echad Be'er Rabim, U'Bor Rabim, U'Be'er HaYochid, Oysim Lehem Pasim. So Mishnah now tells us that you could do a Pasim, you could do this, these lines, these L-shaped fences around. It could be either a well that belongs to the public. It could be a bar that belongs to the public, which means a pit. It's a water that does not have its own spring. And it could be a well which belongs to the individual, not to the public. Aval leboya yochid, but to a pit of an individual that doesn't have its own spring, then you need to make a full mechitza, full wall around that pit. And the reason is, we'll see in the Gemara, is because a bar doesn't have its own spring of water, can dry up. And we're misaken the idea of pasi biroris only if there's water. If there's no water, we don't allow it. By Bara Yachid is a chashash, then maybe you won't realize that the water dried up, and you'll still rely on the Pasim Biroris. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Oimer, Einu Sim Pasim El Be'er Rabim Bilvad. So on one hand, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is more machmir, and he says that you could do Pasim Biroris only to wells, not to pits. Even if it belongs to the Rabbi, even if it belongs to the public, still you cannot do Pasim Biroris to a pit. It has to be Be'er that has its own spring of water. Ulishar, but for the rest, Oisim Chagur Gvoya Sarat Fochim. Here he's more makel than Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, whatever you cannot do Pasim Biroris, you have to do a full fence of 10 Fochim around it. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, it doesn't have to be a full fence. It could be made out of belts, meaning it can be made out of ropes, three ropes, one on top of each other. And it's, even though it's only a horizontal lines and no vertical lines, and it's something which we use matir only in a caravan, as we saw before, still by the boiris we can allow it. While Rabbi Kiva argues and says, once you cannot use pasi biroris, it needs to be a mechitza gemura. So the gemura, you know, imei moisa derech shusarai mifsakto v'chulei, oma v'yichonon machlafo shitose de abudo. L'churo, there's a stero, this contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. Because in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have Derech HaRabim, you have the public going through the Pasim Lebiroyos, so then it ruins the Pasim Lebiroyos. But on the other hand, we learned, we already mentioned it a few times, V'chein Ksharim HaMefuloshim, you have the open bridges, Metaltem Dachteim Meshabes Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can carry under it. Why? Because you say Pitikra Yoriv Yisoysim, the edge of the ceiling goes down, V'chachem Oysim V'chachem argues out that we saw before. Now, the Gemara understands that these bridges are open to Shusar Rabim. So you see that Buda allows these mechitzas, even if it's open to Shusar Rabim, even if it's open to an area that belongs to the public. Omer Ablazar, Eino Mukhlefes. No, it's not a stira, it's not a contradiction of Yudu. Why? So the Gemara explained, Omer Avirmio, the Sovar Kavuda, he holds like Avuda the Amoiro. What did Avuda say? Tamar Avuda, Adada Tema, Ben Fuloshu Lebiko. The bridges, if they're open to Shusarabim, they do not work as a mechitza. Only when they're open to a valley, which is called a Carmelis, an area which is not a public domain, that's when you say that the mechitzas work. So the Gemara says no. Bechol asar, Ablozer somich Rebchia Rubo. Every place Ablozer relies on his Rebbe, Rebchia Rubo. And Tani Rebchia, Rebchia said a braiso. Kitzad matir mishusarabim. How do you make a shusarabim kosher? In other words, you can carry there. We are referring to a mavoi mifula shusarabim. We have a mavoi that's open on both edges to shusarabim. So Rida mikan. Rida says you can put in each side either one lechi or one koira, either a pole or a crossbeam. As long as you have one on each side, you're good. You can do either a lechi or a koyer on one side, And the other side has to have a Tzuras HaPesach. You have to have more of an enclosure in order to make this into a Shus HaYochid. So you see that Yehuda holds, even when the Mav is foolish to Shus HaRabim, these Mechitzas work. And here you're saying that when Pasi Beros open to Shus HaRabim, it does not work. So it seems to be a contradiction of Yehuda again. Answers the Gemara. Another attempt at the Gemara. So when you know when Rabbi Yehuda says that when it's open to Shus HaRabim, it works, if the opening is only 10 amo, because we know that a mavoi, the opening of a mavoi is 10 amo. That's when he said open to Shus HaRabim works. But by a Pasi Beros, Rabbi Yehuda holds that what is the space between the lines of the L shape around the Pasi Beros? It's 13 amo and a third, as we saw before. So when the opening is so large, then it does not work if it's open to Shus HaRabim. So the Gemara Milo in the Rabbanon Pligin. We see that Meroyim disagree with this answer. Why? Because Rav Acho Omar, he said, Rishaya Shol Abba, Rishaya asked my father, Kamate Pirtas HaMovoi, how big has to be the opening of the Movoi? Al Daida de Abiudo, according to Abiudo, that says, Apostle Biroes, that the opening can be larger, what does he hold in the opening of the Movoi? For Omar Lei, Mishloish Yisre, and he said that the opening of the Mavoi could be 13 as well. Meaning we are saying that the Mavoi is only 10 Amo because that's what we learned, that's what we started the Masechto. That's according to our mayor. But according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that a Pasi Beros, the space in between the different lines, is 13 plus. So he will say the same thing about the Mavoi, it could be 13 plus. So the answer that you want to differentiate between the opening of 10 Amo and opening of 13 does not answer. The call Marachin, going back to the stero, the Rabbi Yehuda here says it cannot be open to Shus HaRabim, and by a Mavi says it could be open to Shus HaRabim. So answers the Gemara, the Rabbanon in the Kisrin, I mean, so you have to come to the answer of one in the Kisrin that says, and with the Fizayim with base on top, Taman Oimed Rabbe El Parutz, from Hocha Parutz Rabbe El Oimed. The difference is, when you have a Mavi, even a Mavi Mifulosh, you have two long lines for the Mavi, so the length of the Mavi has walls to it. Only the width is open. So you have more of a fence than an opening. So there we say it could be open to Shus HaRabim as well. But by Pasi Beros, you have only a small L shape in the corners around the bear, around the well. So then the openings are greater than the fence. The Parutz is Rab El Oimet. That doesn't work when it opens to Shus HaRabim. That's the difference. According to Abiyud, the regular Mechitza can be open to Shus HaRabim. But that's only if the Mechitza is Oimet Rab El Parutz. Only if there's more wall than opening. But if there's more opening the wall, then it cannot be open to Shus HaRabim. Continues the Gemara to explain the Mishnah, Mabin Bura Rabim, Mabin Bura Yochid. Why a pit of the Rabim, we are allowed to do the Pasi Beros, and the pit of the Yochid, Rabbi Kiva does not allow it. So the Gemara, Bura Rabim, Yesh Lekoil, Bura Yochid, Ein Lekoil. Bura Rabim, the Gemara says now at this stage, is people know why we're putting Mechitzas around it, because we need to draw water from it, so they know it's because of the water. But Bura Yochid, nobody knows why he put these mechitzas around it. So they're going to think you can use these mechitzas even if you have no water. So the Gemara, if that's the reasoning, so if so, even when it's around a well, people don't know that he's putting the mechitzas for a well if it belongs to an individual. That's the Gersa of Chaim. Bura Yochid, Meimov Mitzuyim L'chalois. A pit that belongs to the public, usually the water will not dry up. That's why if the public is using it, that means there's abundance of water over there, and it probably won't dry up. But by Bura Yochid, the water may dry up because there's not so much water over there, and nobody's going to know, and they're still going to carry there even without the water. Says the Gemara of Yaakov bar Acha Amram, Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Halacha ke Rav Yehuda ben Bava. Halacha is like Rav Yehuda ben Bava that says that you do Pasi Beros only to wells of the Rabbim. Not to anything of individual and not to pits of the Rabbim. Oma Yudo Avui de Amato, Mastis Omakin, it's Master for the Mishnah this way. Oisi Posim Le Birois, Veloy Le Boris. How do we start the Perek? We said Oisi Posim Le Birois. We say you're doing the L shaped fences around wells. We said specifically wells. We didn't speak about pits. So it's Master like you were doing Boba. So Rav Chaim explains that now there's another hidden question. The Gemara asks now, if you're saying, it doesn't say over here only of a rabbi, but not of yochid. According to Yehuda Mebovo, you could do L shapes, you could do the pasim only around be'eros of the rabbi, not of a yochid, not of an individual. But here we just said, with no stipulation, with no exceptions. So the Gemara says, Elama, you want to tell me not like Yehuda Mebovo? You want to tell me like Rabbi Akiva? It also won't work. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, you could do pasim to be'eros, to pits. What you're going to say, Akur Rabbi Akiva, the Birois, when it says Birois, it means both wells and pits. If so, you'll still have the same question. What will be the question about Tanah? To pits, Rabbi Akiva agrees that you can do it only for the Rabbi, not for the Yochid. So what are you going to have to say, Akur Rabbi Akiva? Elakeran and Kaimin, Leboya Rabbi. You have to say, when it says Birois, it means wells and pits, but it doesn't mean all pits. It means pits only that belong to the public, not that belong to the individual. So also when it says wells, it means only wells of the rabbis. So the Gemara says like this, the Lashon Be'eros Mashra, only wells, not pits. So that works better with according to Rabbi Bubble. Hi, according to Rabbi Bubble, it's only for the rabbis, not for the yochid. If you hold the Rabbi Akiva, you have the same question regarding pits. So you see, it's not such a stark a question to ask, why are we saying Be'eros that refers to only to Rabbi, not to Yachid? It could be the Mishnah referring only to the public ones, not to the individual ones, and that's fine, even though the Mishnah does not say that clearly. Halacha is the Mishnah. Voidom have Yudah ben Bobo, Hagino ve'akarfof. Gino is the garden. Karfof is an open area outside of the city where usually they store things there. Shu shivim amo v'shirayim, al shivim amo v'shirayim. Which is 70 amma plus. And 70 amma plus, we'll see in the Gemara exactly the measurement. That's what's called beisa time. Two sayas. So if so, mukefes goder gover asor tfachim. If it has a fence which is 10 tfachim high, metalti mesoichu, you could carry in it. Ulvat shiebo shemio or beis dira or shte smucha leir. Meaning these things are not a place of dira. This area is a place where people, where the mechitzo is not hukaf ladira, it's not meant for living space. So therefore, you can carry there only up to this area, which is called Beis HaTaim. If it's more than Beis HaTaim, you can't carry there. If it was Hukaf Ladira, you'd be able to carry more than Beis HaTaim. But because it wasn't Hukaf to live there, so it's only Beis HaTaim. But you have to do one more thing. Once you have this Mechitza, you have to add to it also some Dira, some kind of living space, like a guard's booth. Or even if you don't have it, it's very close to the city, it's also good. Now, if the guard's booth was there before the mechitza was done, so then it's considered to be also ladira. Then the fence was done for living space. So you could do even more the base that time. Here we're talking the fence was done first. So now you have to have the shemira after, or be close to the city, and then you could carry this whole base that time. If you don't have the shemira, you don't have it close to the city, so then you could carry only arbamis like any other carmelis. So in order to carry an area which was not fenced for a dira, you need to have it either close to the city or have some living space in it, and then you can carry the full Beis HaTaim. Says the Gemara, V'oyid Omar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava v'chule. So the Gemara now is going to try to explain, how do we get to this shir of Shivim Amo and Shiraim and Shivim Amo and Shiraim? How do we know that is the shir of Beis HaTaim? So says the Gemara, Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rav Yonason Mechi Michotzer Hamishkan Lomdu. They learned it from the courtyard of the Mishkan. The Gemara understand the courtyard of the Mishkan is a Beis HaTaim. Why? Because a Beis HaTaim is a 50 by 50. Chotzer Mishkan is 100 by 50. So 100 by 50 means you have two 50 by 50s, you have two Beis HaTaim. But how do we get to Shivim Amo v'Shiraim? Because if I take the shape of 100 by 50, and I square it off, it will turn to be Shivim Amo and Shiraim on Shivim Amo and Shiraim. How do I know that? This is what the Gemara is going to come and explain right now. So the length of the chatzar is 100, and the width is 50. The reason it says 50 by 50, because that's the area in front of the Mishkan. But for the purpose of this Gemara, all we're focusing on is 100 by 50. Continues the Gemara, the Cheshvan says, Chamishim zimni mimmeya. When you multiply 50 by 100, ha-chamisha alfim, then you have 5,000. So the area is a 5,000 square amo. Now Gemara continues, Shoivim min shoivim. When I have an exact 70 by 70 square, ha-chamisha alfo poro mas, then you have 5,000 minus 100. Because we know 70 by 70, 70 times 70 is 4,900. So you're missing 100 to get to 5,000. V'tanino on Shivim v'Shiraim. And that's why we have Shivim v'Shiraim, in order to reach, to fill up the missing 100. Because 70 by 70 is 4,900. I'm missing 100, so I don't do 70 by 70. I do 70 in Shiraim by 70 in Shiraim. What is that? Explains the Gemara. V'tani Shmuel. Shmuel explains, Shivim amo v'shnei shlishi amo shonu. It's 70 and 2/3 times 70 and 2/3 will be 5,000. Or close to it. But the Gemara, first of all, is going to explain to me, going to show me the way the Gemara always shows when you do the Cheshbonis, how, when I do Shivim Amo v'Shiraim, I get close to 5,000. So the Gemara starts by saying, Shuvim zimnim min train taltusin, v'shivim zimnim min train talsusin. Meaning, once I have a square of 70 by 70, I know what it is. Now we're going to add 2/3 to each side. So we're going to start with 70 amot times 2/3 on the length, and 70 times 2/3 on the width. What is the total? So the Gemara says, David Chesam Udalef, Davdin mea varboim talsusim, mea varboim talsusim. So if I split it to the third, it's 2/3 by 70. But if I make it only 1/3 width, so it'll be 1/3 times 140. So I have two ritsuis, two layers, two strips of 1/3 by 140. Shame, how much this comes out to be? Tishim v'sholosh amo v'shlish, 93 1/3. So Rav Chaim explains how we get to this. If I take these two ritsuos and I join them together, I'm going to have 280 1/3. 280 divided by 3. So that's 93 1/3. Now, when we add this layer on the length and on the width, I still have a corner which is not filled up, because the 2/3 are going throughout the width and the length of the square, but they don't overlap each other. So once you get to the meeting place of this extra 2/3, I have another square where they have to fill it up in order to square it off and not have the odd shape of a square that has only a layer to the length and a layer to the width. So how much is that? That comes out to be 4 squares of 1/3 by 1/3. Because I have 2/3 coming from each side. So I continue, I have now 4 squares of 1/3 by 1/3. 1/3 by 1/3 is 1/9 of an amma. That is simple math, 1/3 times 1/3 is 1/9. So that's what the Gemara goes on and says. Tzemeem, meaning you have to add to this. Arba teshuim la'arba ruchus. You add the 4/9 that I have in the 4 corners of the square. Referring to the square, which is in the corner, in the place where the extra 2/3 meet each other. So the total that I have right now is, after we did the 4,900, I added 93 1/3, and now I'm adding another 4/9. 4/9 is another 1/3 and 1/9. So at this stage, I'm missing 2/9 to get to 94, plus 6 to get to the 5,000 number. If I divide 6 2/9 to 1/3, so what do I have? You have in a 6, you have 18/3, and then I have 2/3 of the 19/3. And that's what the Gemara says, Nishtaya Shom Tish'asar Teltulim, 19/3 Chaser Teshuah, missing 1/9. That means there's something a little bit missing, but it's not exact measurement. But Rabbanan couldn't come and give me an exact measurement to tell me the shear of a square that will reach the Beis HaTaim. So Chazal rounded it down. What is a Beis HaTaim? Chazal say it's Shivim Amo Vishraim, 70 2/3 by 70 2/3. If you use today modern math, it will be 70.71 and change. So Chazal got close enough. They said 70.6666, very, very close to the 70.71 and change. As Gemara here explains how I get from a square, if I want to take a 5,000 square amo and square it out, it will be, what will be the measure of that square? Approximately 70 2/3 by 70 2/3. That's how we got to the measurement of our Mishnah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Eruvin Daf Yud Zayin.